ஓம் நம சிவாய். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர், தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் டிவைன் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். இன் திஸ் யூஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் ஹைலைட்ஸ் ஆஃப் உபனிஷத்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் பிரஷ்ன உபனிஷத்ஸ், பிரசன்டட் பை சுவாமி ஜோதிர்மயானந்தா. தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய்.
We are recording from the ashram of our revered Guru Pujyatman, Sri Swami Jyotirmayananji in Miami, Florida. Swamiji continues to lecture on highlights of the Upanishads. He is presently lecturing on Prashna Upanishad. And now, Pujyatman, Sri Swami Jyotirmayananji.
Om Bhagram Karane Vishnu Yama Deva Bhagram Pashye Maksh நிர்யஜத்ரா ஸ்திரைரங்கை துஷ்டுவாகம் சஸ்தனூவிஹ்வ்யசேம தேவஹிதம் யதாயுஹ் ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்த்ரோ வ்ருத்தஸ்ரவா ஸ்வஸ்தி ந பூஷா விஷ்வவேதா ஸ்வஸ்தி நாஸ்தர்க்ஷ்யோ அரிஷ்டநேமி ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. Prayer to different aspects of God, offered for removal of all that is obstructive to enlightenment. Just to reiterate, I will give you the meaning of the piece there. O gods, gods relate to different attributes of God. God is only one, like children looking at the mother. So, O mothers, mother is satisfying different children in different ways. So, there are so many mothers put together. So, O gods, we who invoke you, may we hear what is auspicious with our ear. Without God's grace, you never know how many worms can enter the ears. All the negative things. Listening, powerful process of enriched life. How you feel, how you are going to be enriched, all depends upon the manner in which you listen. If you are listening on a shallow level, then even if someone is saying something positive and you interpret it, this person means negative. If your mind is highly advanced, even if someone is actually scolding, and you develop a sense, now God has been so gracious, He's testing my patience. So all those harsh words do not bring to your mind anything bitter. Just give you a very crude illustration. So, may we hear what is auspicious with our ears. Again, it is upalakshana. Just ears imply all our senses. May they bring in a spiritual type of inspiration. May we see what is auspicious with our eyes. Again, you must always understand, seeing is not just what you see physically. Seeing is also how you understand it. May we develop maitri drishti. Wherever you turn, you find someone who is extremely friendly, touches your heart in a positive way. May we offer our praise with our bodies as strong of limbs. May we integrate our personality. Then you are a person with a strong of limbs. If your intellect has pursued jnana yoga, you have a good head. Your feeling has moved towards bhakti yoga. You are good heart. If you are doing your duties in the spirit of yoga, you have good hastas. Hastas makes you laugh. Good hands. The very Sanskrit word for hands are hast, which gives you a very simple meaning. If you want to laugh, then use your hand. And how to meditate, or your willing process. Since there are trying to indicate with the limbs, I consider that neck. Your head, heart, arms and neck. All these must be coordinated, integrated. Then you feel well. But if there is anywhere trouble in these four areas, you are not enjoying your life. So maybe offer our praise with our bodies, strong of limbs. This is what the strong of limbs. And when it's all integrated, then what happens? You live to discover that God is operating through you. All that you have lived through is an expression of divine love for your soul. There has not been a single moment when you are not in touch with God. In fact, just like when you are dreaming, you may wander and you may be in big trouble. But not for a single moment you are separated from the one lying on the bed. Very comfortable. So this form of inner experience that you are sustained by God, that's the success in living a divine type of life. And that means enjoyment of life. You are truly enjoying. All the enjoyment doesn't come in one single day. It doesn't matter. When you are given a big plate of lots of wonderful food and you have big stomach, like Ganesha, you start eating little, little, without any rush. Nothing is running away. Allow every day to become a day of contentment, a day of relaxation, a day of fulfillment, a day of a divine touch. That's the ideal. If you fail, doesn't matter. Ideal for a baby to get back to the mother. May Indra with all pervasive fame bestow on us prosperity. Indra in this context is the one who controls the mind and senses, God within you. May Pusha, the knower of the universe, the nourisher and sustainer of all, is God within you. These words are different aspects of God. May He bring auspiciousness. When God begins to take care of your nutrition, then you are enjoying internal restfulness. Nutrition implies not only physical, more so in mental plane, development of divine qualities that nourish your, that nourishes your soul. And soul being nourished, that's your greatest attainment in life. If your house is nourished and well furnished, that's good, but not the greatest nourishment. Likewise, if your physical body is rendered extremely fit, you can become the biggest wrestler in the world. I'm joking. But that's not the real nourishment. Soul is well nourished as divine qualities begin to develop. Sugandhim pushti vardhanam. And when it's well nourished, it becomes like a cucumber fruit tipping out of the mesh of creepers. You become detached from the bondage of the world process. May Garuda of swift motion, who is like a discus, may he destroy all arishtas, all troubles. God in the form of intuitional wisdom, that's Garuda. May Brihaspati, the lord of the intellect, bestow on us wisdom. That's the meaning of the peace chant. We're getting into the highlights. When I say highlights, implies I'm not giving you these Upanishadic teachings in an academic way. I'm giving you whatever will help your soul to attain enlightenment. So in one single lecture, I can put the beginning and the end. You see, applied Vedanta. The Prashnopanishad, as I have already introduced to you, six great disciples approach a sage known as Pippalada, and they bring fuel in their hands as symbolic gesture. Just use these fuels for your kitchen, ashram kitchen, but do me a favor. Just like the fuel burn all my karmas. And the sage tells them, welcomes them, stay with me and continue to enrich. Study scriptures, practice sadhana, do austerity. After a year, come back. If I know your questions, I will answer them, surely. All that is allegorical. The idea is, you may come with very serious questions about life, about enlightenment. In school studies or college studies, it should be given immediately answer. But that type of answer will be academic. Answers to your questions will not come to you immediately. It will come to you on the basis of your integration of personality. To the extent you have removed the impurities of your mind, to that extent, the teaching will enter. In general level, people talk of a senior person tells something to a young man, and having given some instructions, says, is for amal karo, meaning amal term means think of it, reflect upon it. But amal literally means remove your impurity or negate, mala impurity. To the extent you remove the impurities of your mind, to that extent the knowledge will shine forth. Education process is nothing to be added from outside. It is to be brought out from inside. The teaching movement is only to remove the layers of illusion. So, that's the first setting of this Upanishad. All those students come. They were come from very great families, and they had studied scriptures. They're well disciplined, and still, Pipalada says, "Stay with me for a year." Now, year has passed. Passes very well, quick, and now sage is ready to answer their questions. The first student, known as Kabandhi, approached sage Pipalada. And this is the third mantra of the first chapter. Atha Kabandhi Katyayana Upetya Prapachya Bhagavan Kutoham Vayimah Prajayanta Iti. Thus having approached sage Pipalada, Kabandhi from the line of the sage Kant asked, "O sage, whence are these beings born?" This is my question. These are all profound questions, and they go much beyond the letters, the words you are hearing. And says, whence all these beings? Implying whence all this multiplicity, countless souls, countless objects of enjoyment, countless stars, planets, this entire universe of time and space. Whence? Where did all this come from? Who is the creator? In day-to-day life, when you see any mechanical, like a cell phone or anything, any instrument you see, your mind immediately turns to the question, who created it? But when you look at the whole world, that question doesn't enter the mind. Who created this world? The very subtle point behind it, if that literally enters your mind, that God created the world, who else can? Everything that has been created has tremendous order, precision. Study even a butterfly. Count all the spots. Think of all the artistry. Study even a little flower. And we don't have to go far and wide. Study your fingers. Study your nails. Did you create them? Study your nervous system. So that God who created this entire universe, where everything is brittle, think of the earth planet constantly going through a process of going around the sun. In that movement, the earth goes on, moving along by its axis. In other words, you see the earth planet like a little ball, moving in the vastness of a space. In that precarious situation, no one feels afraid. But there is a divine intelligence that is handling all this immense activities of the universe. Externally, internally. The internal world is as vast as the external. The study of your cells, study of your nervous system, study of your brain, how does it operate? Do you take care of them? All that you want to stretch out, God goes on taking care of. This simple understanding that I am always sustained by God, it's very simple, but requires a lot of change to occur in your life in order to have the grip of a simple faith, God is with me. am sustained by God. That God who has created this entire universe, universe of matter and spirit, prakriti and purusha. And here, as we follow, then I'll give you more understanding about it. And we'll hear about it next Sunday. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.